Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ain't God good today? I believe in him for healing some folks here today. Hallelujah. You got to get in the water when the water's being troubled. I believe that. Amen. The Bible teaches that. There's a time when God moves. Some folks said, well, why didn't the Holy Ghost just fall as soon as he was resurrected? It wasn't God's plan. God said there's a time and a place. Go to Jerusalem. Wait. It's not going to happen on day one. It's not going to happen on day two. He said, just wait. Well, when is it going to happen? Don't worry about that. Just wait. And as soon as they had waited long enough, that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that's when the Holy Ghost fell. Because God has a timing. Oh, hallelujah. But that ain't what I'm preaching today. If you would stand again for just a moment longer. Amen. Sister Kathy, keep a close eye on that. I can't guarantee it'll last the whole. I don't plan on being too terribly long. But, amen, amen. You know, sometimes God gives you something as a preacher. I'm sure Brother Curry and Brother Lilly and other ministers understand this. Sometimes God gives you something and you find out somebody's going to be in church with you that day and you think to yourself, oh, good, that's great, that'll be just right. And then they don't show up. And then you start questioning, well, did I really hear from God? But then you see who's there. And the Lord starts showing you, you know, God has a plan and he has a purpose. I want to read the first two passages there. Your handout from Isaiah 58 and 6. The first one is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. God said, that's the fast that I have chosen. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter in the first verse says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. Anybody ever felt like you had a breakdown before? Did you know the Bible said there's a time to break down and a time to build up? And that's what I want to preach on today. A time to break down. I started to title this, If It Ain't Broke, Break It. But then I decided that really, you know, just like the word said, there's a time, a little bit further in that chapter, it says there's a time to laugh and a time to mourn. And I felt like the subject was a little too serious for that title. But there is a time to break down. A time to break down. Amen. Shake hands with somebody else. Amen. As you are seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope that I can do this justice today. The Lord began to deal with me about that word breaking. We've been doing a lot of fasting. Sister Gray mentioned it, and I'll come back to that here in just a little bit. But as I began to look over that word break and study that word throughout the Bible, I found some interesting things about it and some connections that maybe you've never noticed before. I noticed one of the first things I came to was the Bible says when the most of you are familiar with the story of the calf, the golden calf that Aaron made. You remember that? And how that whenever Aaron came down, or when Moses rather came down off the mountain after Aaron had made the calf, the Bible says that in an effort to humble them, that Moses, under the commandment of the Lord, told them, one of the first things he told them to do was to break off their jewelry. I thought, that's kind of odd terminology. He didn't say, take it off. He said, break it off. I'd never heard anybody use a phrase like that before. But the language that is used implies that it was more than just them just wearing it. It had a hold on them. He said, break it off. When he told them to tear down their idols throughout the Old Testament, the Bible says they didn't just, and we see this pattern repeated over and over and over again, that they didn't just remove the idols. They didn't just take them out of their place. They didn't just put them into a garage somewhere into cold storage. But the Bible says they broke them down. They broke them into pieces because they wanted to make it harder for them to ever come back. And so in order for them to do that, they had to break some things down. I ask you at the outset of this, how many of you, and I really wasn't joking because I've been there too. How many of you have ever been, and I want an honest answer, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to, but I'll put my hand up. How many of you have ever had a breakdown or felt like you were on the verge of having a breakdown? There's nothing wrong with being honest. One of our problems within the church is sometimes we're a little too afraid to be real. If you were, you know, if part of your body, if a cell in your body is infected, but somehow that cell could refuse to let the rest of the body know that it was hurting, that cell could never get healing. But healing comes whenever the rest of the body understands that there's a cell there that is under attack. There is a cell there that is hurting. There is a cell there that is infected. And because of that, all of the resources of the body are marshaled together. And the body comes together and says, we've got to work together to bring about healing in this one place. Because if we don't get healing here, it could spread and affect the rest of the body. So there's a time to break down. This is going to be kind of odd to some of you, but I just felt like connecting it. You'll notice that the next verse in your list there is Acts 2 and 38. It said, then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. Everybody say remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That word remission is from the Greek word ephesis, which means release from bondage or imprisonment. In other words, it means break the chains. In other words, it means break out of prison, break open the prison doors. Now, some folks don't believe this, but I believe that something happens in the supernatural, in the spirit world, when somebody goes down in the precious name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. Amen. We may not understand it. We may not be able to figure it out, but we better not discount it because something is happening in the spirit realm. Jesus told his disciples in another version of the Great Commission in John 20 and 23. He said, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Jesus wasn't just telling these disciples that they had the power to keep or release somebody's sins. What he was telling them was that you remit their sins when you baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever you baptize can expect that the chains are going to be broken. They can expect a release. They can expect to come out of prison. He told, Ananias told the Apostle Paul, now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Paul, that same Paul, went on to say in Romans 6, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. In other words, he said, you are carrying around an old man. You are carrying around an old woman. And somebody said, well, I've already repented of my sins. I've already asked God to forgive me. But what you're doing is still dragging that chain around with that dead body around behind you. And you can't understand why you can't get ahead in the kingdom of God. He said, what you need to do is take that old man and drop him into a watery grave and bury him. And loose yourself from those chains and from that bondage that ties you to your past. And so what happens is, he says, we are buried with him. When you drop the old man in there, the chain is broken. The name of Jesus Christ, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, breaks that chain. He said, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Everybody say, all things. Amen. Whenever you finally let go of that old man, whenever you finally let go of that old woman, and you drop them into the grave, and you bury them, as long as they're laying outside of the grave, they're going to begin to rot and begin to decompose and start to stink. But if you will bury them into the grave and put the dirt over on top of them and say, I'm done with that life. I'm done with my past. I'm done with what I used to be. I'm going to walk forward in the name of Jesus. You're going to see some progress within the spirit world, because you're not going to be carrying around the bondage that you've been carrying around. Hallelujah. But here comes the problem. Even after conversion, things grow in us that shouldn't. Even after we've abandoned the past, doesn't become magically where we suddenly have no more problems and we have no more issues and everything is okay. But we start having things creep into our lives that shouldn't be there. He said in Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground or your hard ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he come and rain righteousness upon you. And sometimes what happens in life is, as we walk through this walk with God, that our ground gets hard and it gets dusty. And the prophet said, what you've got to do is break it up. Break it up. Till it. Get it loose. And you've got to trust that the Lord is going to show up with the rain on time. Amen. We spoke last week of sifting. Some of you were here and heard that. But I started to understand this week that sifting is a rather passive activity. You take a sieve and you shake it a little bit, and whatever ought not to be there will drop off. But has anybody today ever cleaned or tried to clean a pot or a plate that had something stuck to it that wouldn't come off? You know what I'm talking about. You try to wash it, you put a little soap on it, and you try to rinse it out, and you try to put the high pressure washer on it, and it won't come off, and you can't just rinse it, and you can't just shake it. And sooner or later, there comes a time where you've got to apply a little bit of elbow grease, and you've got to find you maybe a steel wheel pad or some other kind of device, and you've got to scrape and scratch and cut a little bit. There are some things in your life
that don't just easily fall off, but they've got to be broken off. They've got to be broken down. There are some things that it takes a little bit extra effort to get rid of, but I'm here to tell you today that victory is on the way, because I feel in the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "This kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting." But I want you to know that we've got hell on the run. We're breaking down some things. We're tearing up some things. We're ripping through some things. It may not be a pleasant process at first, but God is going to do a great work.
Hallelujah. We've been fasting and we've been praying. Jesus said, "This kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting." What he was saying is, there are some things in your life that require a little elbow grease. You don't just go up to them and just, "Oh, and it's all better." Some of them, you got to get the 409 out. Am I telling the truth? Sometimes you got to get the spiritual 409 out. Amen. And you got to say, "That little spot right there don't want to come off, Bob Crocker." And you got to scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub. Amen. And that process, just like that sifting process, is not always a pleasant process. But the word that we read in our scripture text, it said God has chosen a fast that will break every yoke. Some of you have been bound by yokes for too long. And I'm here to tell you today that yokes are being broken in this church. Bondages are being broken in this church. Chains are being broken in this church. And God is not finished yet. What I'm trying to say is that there are yokes that are being broken. There are spirits that are stirred up. We might be fighting them right now, but that's because they know that victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told Satan, "Get thee behind. Victory today is mine." We're not going to stop. We're not going to back up. We're not going to give in. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep believing. We're going to keep trusting. And God is going to keep working. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord right now. Thank you. Sister Gray, you mentioned earlier about fasting, going from generation to generation to generation. Yesterday, I took a trip. Amen. I was over in Georgia and happened to be close to my mama's folks' old burial ground. So I pulled in, never been there before. This was where I'd been to her dad, which would be my grandfather. I'd been to his graveside before. I'd been to her brother's gravesite, to my grandmother's gravesite. But this was my mother's grandfather, would be my great-grandfather. So I found out what cemetery he was buried in and went over there to get some pictures and found his grave, found my great-grandmother's grave. To my surprise, I also found my great-great-grandfather's grave and great-great-grandmother's grave in the same cemetery. Amen. Some of you have heard me tell, and I don't want to digress too much, but some of you have heard me tell, they ended up over in Georgia, actually from Anderson, because my great-great-great-grandfather was a notable character in Anderson who was one of the first people to be killed in Anderson through a DUI on a horse. Drury was his name. And so my family originated, her family originated from this area. And Drury was actually, he was notorious back in the day because he was in the Mount Olive Baptist Church, and then he was kicked out for excessive drinking. And then he was back in again, and he was kicked out for excessive drinking. And in again and kicked out for excessive drinking. And finally the Lord said, "I had enough of this." And he was killed while riding down Main Street in Anderson. Got to hand it to the church, though. They forgave him a lot. But the point of all that is this. While I'm at this cemetery, while I'm in this cemetery, and I found this graveside, these grave sites. I found some others that broke my heart. Because there was another grave there of somebody I'd never heard of. I went back home and I researched it. I found out that he would be mom's great uncle. It was her grandpa's brother. And he had a gravestone there. What broke my heart was not the fact that he had a gravestone there, but there were four graves beside him. And as I got up closer, and I had to get up real close to where I could actually make out the dates on the tombstone because they were so old. What broke my heart is I could barely read it on the tombstone. His name was Tom. Tom R. Snipes. That was her maiden name. And as I looked at my great-great Uncle Tom's graveside, and I looked at the graves next to his, I saw to my sorrow that each one of them said that this was either a son or a daughter of Tom R. And I can't remember his wife. I think it was Sally. Tom R. and Sally's child. And as I looked at the ages on those gravestones, I realized that the first one was just 11 years old when she died in 1910. The second one was just a year old in 1914. The third one was just a year old about 1916. And the fourth one was just a year old about 1918. And I thought to myself, what a tragedy. What a tragic life this man had that I'd never heard of, never knew anything about. And he lost all four of his children before they even reached, any of them before they even reached their teen years. And I thought that we've got a lot to be thankful for in this day and age, that most of us have not had to endure that. But it reminded me, as Sister Gray was talking about the fasting and the generations, my mind went back to my grandmother on my mom's side. And I thought to myself how many times I heard her pray and how many times she fasted and prayed for us. And we're still reaping the benefits of that today. And my dad's dad, my dad's mom and father, who received the Holy Ghost back in the early 1900s, and because of their fasting and their prayers, they're still with us today. I'm here to tell you that there are yokes that can be broken for generation after generation after generation. If we won't get weary in well-doing, but if we'll continue to pray and continue to seek God and continue to fast, we will continue to see a move of the Spirit. I'm here to tell somebody he wants you to be free. He wants these yokes to be broken. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. He doesn't want you in chains. He doesn't want you to be bound by sins that you can't let go of. Psalm 68 says he is a father of the fatherless, a judge of widows. And that doesn't mean he judges widows. It means he is a judge or an advocate for the widows. Is God in his holy habitation? God setteth the solitary in families. Let that sink in just a minute. Do you know what that means? That means when someone is by themselves, God says, I got a family for you. And he puts them in a church somewhere that's going to love them. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken. Boy, doesn't that sound like some of us? And will strengthen that which was sick. Even though God has to break some things in us sometimes, he doesn't leave us that way. Years ago, I told you I wasn't going to be long. I'm going to close with this. But years ago, I heard a story. Brother Mike Chance. How many of you heard of Mike Chance? He preached it Because of the Times many years ago. Mike Chance had a baby. I don't know how old. I don't remember how old the baby was. But the baby had a lot of physical issues with the development of its bones and its legs. And so they took the baby to the doctor, and the doctor said, we're going to have to break these bones. We've got to straighten these things out, and we can't leave this child like this. If he stays like this, he'll grow up, and he won't be able to walk, won't be able to do much of anything. And so they proceeded with the surgery, and they broke the bones of the baby, as they had to. And shortly after the surgery, Brother Chance had gone out somewhere. I don't remember where he was. Maybe he went out to get a bite to eat or something. And when he came back to the room where the baby was, the surgeon, the doctor that had broken the bones, was sitting in a rocking chair holding the baby and singing to the baby and calming the baby and talking to the baby and rocking back and forth. And what impressed him so much about that story was the same hands that broke the bones rocked the baby.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And sometimes God says, Brother Larry, he says, I've got to break the bones. But I'm not breaking them for you to stay that way. He says, I'm going to break them. And when I break them, I'm going to heal. I got bigger plans for you. I've got better things in store for you. Oh, there's a presence of the Holy Ghost here today. Just close your eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Behold, I am the Lord, and I change not. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. I love you, my children. I am here to bind up the broken, to set at liberty them which are bound. Come to me today. Come to me. And I will set you free. For I am the Lord, and I change not.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what I feel in the spirit. Every head bowed, every eye closed. There is great, great pain in this place. I would dare say there are a few churches in this entire area where there are more people who have felt pain like has been experienced by those that are in this place. But the healer is in the house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus.
If you feel led right now, you just pray for somebody. I believe in the power of the body. Just obey the Lord. If you feel led to go to somebody right now, you go to them and pray for them. Obey the Lord. I know some of you are sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. If the Lord is leading you and speaking to you, you go to that person right now in the name of Jesus. Don't be shy. Hallelujah. Break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. Well, there's an army rising up.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, there's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. So break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Well, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name.
Oh, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Let's break every chain.
Break every chain.
Hallelujah. Break every chain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, there's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
There's an army.
There's an army. There's an army. There's an army rising up.
There's an army rising.
There's an army. There's an army.
Oh, break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every
break
chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Oh, yes.
I hear the chain. We'll break every
hallelujah.
Chain.
We'll
break every
hallelujah.
Chain.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there is power.
There is power
in the name.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Oh, yes.
To break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army rising up.
Oh, yes.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain.
To
break every chain. Oh, yeah.
To break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Oh, yes.
I hear the chains falling.
I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
I hear the chains falling.
Break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
I know the chain breaker.
Chain, break every chain. Oh, you'll break every chain. You'll break every chain. Break every chain.
Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, there's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up.
Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I know the chain breaker, and I know the chain breaker. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power. In the name of Jesus.
Power in the name.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him praise and glory today. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Folks, we have not scratched the surface yet of what God has. We're going to see even more and more and more. Amen.